The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Our cat has Spaldings, furry Spaldings, and yeah, he wasn't supposed to. Good morning, it's the Dana Cortez Show. My name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
Lord Oliver Cromwell flew from across the pond. He was my gift to DJ Automatic, who years ago, my husband here years ago, said to me, I want a flat-faced cat. Flat-faced cat, the Cheshire cat from Alice in Wonderland. They're called a British short hair. I found one. Got him here. Everything's fine. He was supposed to be neutered. Well, there's these things on his backside. And
I told Dana, I was like, this cat is not neutered. And she was like, it's European. They took care of it over there. I actually read that they leave everything intact so it looks like he still has it. And I was like, no, this cat still has everything intact. It's still there, I promise you. As a man, I know what they look like.
And I kept arguing. And then even my stepdad, who was staying with us, was like,
told her the same thing. He was like, no, that cat's not neutered.
And I said, no. And so this morning, I woke up, because we're going to be taking a flight later, and I said, I smell something. The cat sprayed in my luggage. Not on any of my stuff, though.
Not in their clothes.
Not
just
in my
corner.
In a corner of the luggage. Basically acting out because he knows what luggage means. Luggage means that parents are leaving, right?
Yep.
And he's angry. Well, he wasn't as angry as I was. Mama got angry.
And that led to a great start to our morning.
I bet Yay. It did, dude. Yeah, it
came and, in hot. The loss of some luggage, because we had to throw that away.
Throw it away. Ooh. Enzyme cleaner, bleach. There's all kinds of liquids flying everywhere. Cats in the bathroom. Luckily, though, our vet answered the phone this early, and he's all set up tomorrow. He's getting neutered.
Dang.
Bye-bye, furry Spaldings. You're out.
Dana, you have a...
I feel so bad now.
Because you're going to clip him?
Yeah, because he's gone. He's 9 months old now.
He doesn't feel bad for me, though.
Yeah, you feel bad when you're yelling about the bathroom break on the luggage.
Yeah.
True. But
what
I just feel bad to like let him go.
I was going to say, Dana, I feel like you have a issue or a running theme of misgendering pets. And
I totally. Because my cat Inca.
Yeah.
Okay. I got this black cat when I was very little and black, right? Ink. Black is ink. So I was like, oh, it's a girl. So I'll just name him Inca. And one day he's cleaning himself, his legs in the air, and there's something there. And I said, Dana, what is that? And she said, that's a boy.
That's Inco.
Yeah, that's Inco. Obviously, I have a problem. Yeah. It's because everything's all furry.
No, it's because you don't have them, and you know how to recognize
that's
them.
That's probably what it is, Otto. Probably what it is.
Because I never doubted that he had a pair.
All right. We'll be covering tomorrow, live on location, the snipping of the Spaldings. All right. What do we have for National Day, Anthony A?
We got to start by wishing the Marine Corps a very happy birthday. It's
Number
Marine
five.
Corps Day.
Hey.
Yes. Their 250th birthday today. Ooh. We also have National Vanilla Cupcake Day, which I appreciate a good vanilla cupcake.
So do I. Dude.
I love it because you can put strawberry, icing on top. Ooh, that really good cream cheese icing or chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
And it's good to go.
And let's wrap it up with an American icon. It is National Sesame Street Day.
Oh my
All right.
Gosh.
Sesame Street debuted on this day in 1969. But today also marks the first day it hits a streaming service. You can watch it on Netflix for the first time ever.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Absolutely incredible. Thank you to Netflix for continuing to allow Sesame Street to air on PBS while also simultaneously streaming on Netflix. It means a lot. As a kid who grew up, you just talked about being little. My cat had just so many memories of Sesame Street. I didn't have cable. There's no streaming, we didn't have money for that, but PBS was my outlet. It was where I watched my cartoons, and now kids will still continue to be able to do that and learn. Thank you so much.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Earlier, I asked if you understood the superstition when I say it involves your bag, your purse, and the ground. We have Nicole on the line. Nicole, do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes, I do.
What is it, Nicole?
It's that you can't put your bag on the floor because you'll get bad luck.
You'll go broke.
You'll go broke. Yeah, all your money's gone. Same thing with a wallet. If you give somebody a wallet empty with no money, then they will eventually lose money when you hand them that wallet.
Oh.
Thank you. That's why every time Otto gives me a new wallet, he puts cash in there.
So my thing is I think if you get an 11-11, and I tell everybody, everybody who knows me, I was like, stop talking. Or even if the TV's on and there's a game on or whatever, I'm like, pause the TV. And then I try to make a wish and I close my eyes. And then if my eyes are open before 11, 12, I'm like, okay, it's going to come true. You know, like, but if I hit the 12 mark, then I'm like, oh, darn, next time.
Yeah, next time it'll come true.
I thought
true.
I was the only weirdo who did that.
No, I do it too. Yeah. So I do it with 11, 11. And I don't know why every time I see 444, I think I'm going to get money. I'm like, oh, I have some money coming my way.
Whenever I keep seeing numbers in a row like that, like it's 222, 444, 330, I just feel like my life is in line. That means everything's going right.
Well, same thing if my left hand itches. If my left hand itches, some people say it's the right hand, but it's not. It's the left. I know.
It is, Nicole.
So if your left hand itches, then like you get money. And everybody's like, you're so insane. That's like a Spanish thing. I'm like, no, I'm telling you. Every time my left hand itches, like I end up getting some type of like bonus at work or, you know, I'll babysit my niece and nephew and then she'll pay me. Like somehow I get money. Like somehow, like there's money that wasn't accounted for when my left hand itches.
So Nicole, I have to ask you, you know this. Yeah. I don't know if you know this part of the superstition. You can't scratch it.
Oh, hell. Well, then that's probably why I'm broke.
I swear, I was just thinking my left hand has not itched in forever. And you're right. It is the left hand. Anytime your left hand itches, hold it tight. Do not scratch it. And money is coming
your way. So what does it mean when your right hand itches then?
I have no idea.
Maybe you're going to be poor. Maybe you're going to be poor your whole life.
Nicole, we love you. Thank you.
Bye.
You know, something else that I don't know if anybody understands this, but the evil eye.
Oh.
So if somebody looks at you and they're envious, whether it's they are envious of your job or your husband or your child is really beautiful and they see this and they don't touch the child, you give them ojo. And the only way you can cure this is with a chicken egg.
Yeah,
but
well, hey, what it doesn't hurt. It doesn't hurt.
The egg is supposed to.
The evil spirit?
Yes, that is exactly what it does. It's supposed to pull it out of you, like this evil, whatever it is. I don't know. Look, it's spendy right now. So if you've got it better be real. Do you have any superstitions that you absolutely have to follow or you feel like you're going to have bad luck? 877-730-DCS1.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Is it too soon to be talking about Christmas? One of your favorite beverage companies says no. And Otto's got more details in food news. Hottest hashtags here on the Dana Cortez Show. What's good, everyone? I am Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. Lil Latinx.
Well, this is not the hashtag I want to start it with since we're going to be flying today. More than 1,000 flights canceled. Airport chaos is what it is being called. People are fed up, mainly the workers who aren't getting paid. So,
I mean, would you go to work if you weren't getting paid?
I mean, I have, because I've had to, but no. I mean, I guess, what choice do you have? Well, you're hoping that, you know, the federal government will pay you back.
You can go show up and get a paycheck later. You might not have any money in your bank account now, so you might as well go do something and get some money right now.
What was a little confusing to me is how we had midterm elections with the government shutdown. Like,
well, you can still
elections running simultaneously while something's shut down is kind of wild to me.
You're right, but we need more of it because we need more of a balance. We got to have a balance. Right now, there's too much on one side. I'm all about middle. You got to have a little bit of both in order for things to work, in my opinion. All right, DJ Automatic Food News.
Well, Coca-Cola is in the Christmas spirit very early this year, and they have brought their first holiday flavor soda out. In 5 years. It's been 5 years.
Well, what does it taste like?
It's called Holiday Creamy Vanilla. So
I'm
like
down.
Vanilla.
Yeah, I'm down. Creamy vanilla soda?
It is what it is. I mean, they always have a creamy Coca-Cola anyway, right?
Well, they don't have creamy vanilla. Holiday.
Are they going to put some jingle bells on the...
Nutmeg, Anthony. Okay, we're adding some nutmeg in there. That makes it holiday.
They already put out their Christmas commercial, and they did it with AI, and people are outraged.
Why would they do it with AI?
Because it's available.
Yeah.
I mean, genie's out the bottle.
Well, you know, I think they should sell their cola to AI. Just saying.
Are you anti-AI?
No, but I think when you can use real people... And you depend on people.
Well, they use real artists to create the AI video.
No, not really.
You have to give it the right prompts and do
all
this
stuff. You eliminate a lot of us. Be kind to the people that you depend on for your product.
Dana, you're really flirting with robophobia.
I am not robophobic, okay?
It does feel robophobic.
There are certain things I'm down for, but when you depend on people to pay your bills, but you don't hire people to work for you, I have a little issue with that.
My thing is...
I'm just saying.
Hold on. Did you just coin the phrase robophobic?
No, it's not there.
Robophobic's been...
Okay. Yeah, I've never heard it.
I never heard that one before.
No,
so.
Robophobic.
But I'm using it from here on out.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Michael Jackson, arguably the biggest pop star ever. number one selling album of all time. A movie is coming.
I'm so excited.
Well, I think you're going to be more excited when you find out who the director is. And I'll explain all of that. Directors normally don't matter. After we get famous people's birthdays, Anthony.
We have Walter Goggins, Tracy Morgan.
I got you's good.
Sinbad also celebrating his birthday, and Eve.
So the same director that directed Training Day and all the Equalizers is directing this movie. So you know it is going to be so good. Michael Jackson, the life of an icon. Here's just a little snippet of that trailer.
Q, can you lower the lights for me, please?
My gosh, that sounds just like Michael Jackson.
That's
great.
Jeez.
The person playing Michael Jackson is his nephew and looks just like him.
So I saw that the actor and I thought, who is this person? I did not know they were related until
Jermaine Jackson's son is going to be playing his
uncle. Name is Jafar Jackson.
Yes.
This movie is going to be well received. I know it. They promise that they're going to keep as much of the story true as they can, as they possibly can.
I mean, it's not like they rushed this out here. Michael Jackson died in 2009.
It was 2009. You know, there's so many different feelings when it comes to Michael Jackson, because you have some people who say he was a bad person. You know, you have some people say that he was taken advantage of. Either way, no matter how you feel about him as a human being, he was arguably one of the greatest artists and had a catalog like nobody else. Sometimes, because my mother was a huge Michael Jackson fan, I'm talking, she loved his music. I'll just listen to it. I'll listen to Off the Wall or Thriller just to put me in some kind of mood, because the music is timeless.
Yeah, I still play it and it still sounds good. And that's the thing is, like, his catalog is going to be around for 100 years, 200, 300, 400 years from now. He is the biggest pop star in my lifetime.
Right, because there's just the music and then there's the aura, the star ability, the essence of Michael Jackson.
Who Michael Jackson was.
Because like, that level of fame doesn't exist anymore. I mean, he is the reason why the Super Bowl halftime show is the way we know it for
literally
what it is now.
The reason, right? Yeah. He was hired to be the first big halftime show. I also think about his childhood and his discussions about his father, who Joe Jackson, who was extremely hard on him and his siblings. And he said he didn't have a childhood, which is why when he grew up, he had Neverland Ranch and he lived like a little boy almost. But he said, I wouldn't be here if it hadn't been for those strict days. You know, his dad would make the boys move bricks, move cinder block from one side of the house to the other so that they wouldn't be out there running the streets. They were incredibly impoverished. They lived, you know, they did not have a lot of money, and it taught them discipline. And then they just became perfectionists when it came to the music. I mean,
I think he strived him for perfection and perfection only. Sure. And that's part of the reason why, you know, all the Jacksons have the hangups they do, but they probably wouldn't be the entertainers they are 100%, had he not done that.
100%. Do you have a favorite Michael Jackson song? 877-730-DCS1. Call or text. This movie drops April 24th of next year.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Ooh, Drake has moved on to acting. Now, this show he's going to appear on can only be seen in Canada? Nope. I got a way you could stream it. I'll give you the details after we get famous people's birthdays, Anthony A.
All right, we have some OGs. We have Sinbad celebrating his birthday. We also got Eve celebrating her birthday as well. Tommy Davidson, Walter Goggins, and we'll wrap it up with Tracy Morgan celebrating his birthday.
I got you's good.
All right, so the show's called The Office Movers. Drake is making a cameo, and it sounds pretty funny. Take a listen.
Like, you guys have movers. But do you guys have guys, you know, like real guys?
Yeah, they're all guys. All my guys are outside.
These guys are outside.
What?
I just came from outside. I didn't see no real guys out there.
I'll tell you right now, it looks hilarious. It is a parody. It's funny. It's a comedy.
Yes.
It's not serious. And Drake shines at this. I wish that when he said, I think it was 3 years ago, that he was going to kind of move into acting, he was going to take a little music break. I feel like that's what he should have done. Not that I don't love his last couple albums, because you know I do, Otto. I really do.
No, you do. But I don't think it's a bad idea for him to step away, because I feel like he, music-wise, he's definitely cooled down a lot.
Yeah. He's only been running it for 16 years.
He's such a funny actor. He's such a great comedian.
He's got great timing.
He does. He's really good. I think in all of his Saturday Night Live appearances, he's killed. The one time him and Will Ferrell did the stuff for the ESPN Awards. All right, sorry. That almost sounded like another reference. But yeah, I just think Drake has such good comedic timing that I love to see him in more roles like
this. When you said the SNL thing, I immediately thought of him playing Cat Williams.
Yes, dude, so funny.
So good.
You damn right, Nancy. Pimpin', baby, okay?
I'm telling you, it's hilarious. So this show is called The Office Movers. It is on a TV channel called Crave.
Yes.
Only available in Canada. You can stream it, though, on streaming service called Plex. P-L-E-X. Yeah.
Oh, I've seen that one before. Yeah,
yeah. So have I. It's the only way, though.
I think it's on our TV, and it might have been there
it
for
is,
free.
Otto. It is, Otto. It's free. It is free. So I don't know if it's like a 30-day free thing. I'm not here to sell you something. I'm just telling you, remember to cancel it if that's the case.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Sydney Sweeney is starring in a new movie. It's about boxer Christy Martin.
Yes.
It's called Christy, and she was asked by our good friend B. Fox on Instagram. She said, girl, what did it feel like to get punched in the face? Did you feel it? Was it hurtful? And here's what Sydney Sweeney said.
It just kind of provokes this thing inside of you that wants to keep going. Sometimes you don't even realize you're getting hit because you're just, all you're thinking about is hitting the other person. So it doesn't even faze you for a second.
Oh, and by the way, the real boxer Christy, who she's playing, was right next to her during the interview and said, Sydney Sweeney has hands.
Hey,
for real?
Yeah, she did. She said,
I mean, for her to say that, that's a big deal.
It is. I don't know who Christy is. She's like,
she was huge when she was boxing professionally.
Kind of, yeah, wow. The first big female boxer we've ever had in the history of the sport.
She was, I didn't know that, Anthony.
I am really pumped for this movie. Like, I've never been excited for a Sydney Sweeney movie, and I'm definitely going to
go
watching
see this. Yeah. We're going to go see this.
Okay, Otto. Date night.
Yeah.
I like that. Sydney Sweeney, obviously, she's been through some controversies, right? But she's held her head high during all of it. And I know a lot of people were attacking her because of that. It was that American Eagle, the whole jeans thing.
My jeans are blue.
But in the end, she didn't write that. That wasn't her idea. And she's an actress. Yeah. She's doing what she's got to do.
She was a part of it no matter what.
I understand that. I understand that. But let me tell you what came back. Gap came back with their version of our jeans are better. And they were right. they did theirs with a cat eye. Oh, my gosh. That went crazy. See, you're into the movie here. You're ready for Christy the movie. You don't even know what I'm talking about.
I have no idea. I was thinking about how she talked about getting punched in the face for the first time. And remembering that, like, actually, because both I boxed and Anthony boxed, and it takes a certain amount of gall to get in that ring and actually look somebody and square up with them and say, hey, we're going to fight each other. Let's I don't know that she actually did that, though.
Automatic box. I knew a lot of boxers.
Okay, all right, Anthony.
You never fought any fights?
No, not in a ring, at least.
Your dad did.
Yeah, my dad did. My dad was a professional boxer for a long time and very big in the 90s boxing scene, so this movie's going to mean a lot to both of us. I'm excited.
Is that why you decided I'm not doing that?
No. One time my dad was training me, and he said, all right, you got to show you how to take a punch. And he punched me in my liver, and I fell on the floor. And I said, you know what?
This ain't
better. It's better get hit in the face than the liver.
I'm not Sydney Sweeney. I don't know what you're talking about. I want to go home.
Oh, my gosh. So the movie Christy is out. We'll give you our review when Otto takes me on date night.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.